Church leaders raise rights issues with China's presidential visit to the U.S. Secession looms in Zambia, and a ministry teaches radical giving through wedding rings. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. United States lawmakers didn't let Chinese President Hu Jintao off the hook when it came to China's human rights abuses. Jintao sidestepped most of the issues as he visited Washington this week. President of Open Doors USA Carl Mueller says,
"The rights of Christians within China have been routinely disregarded by the regime over the years."
Case in point, Christian attorney Gao Zhejing.
"He has been held illegally, and actually we have documentation of his torture under Chinese arrest simply for speaking out on behalf of minority religious groups, including Christians."
Christians can do something. Mueller says the Chinese were embarrassed when Chinese Christians were refused to attend Lausanne 2010 in South Africa.
"That embarrassment does force the government to at least do some things right. And I think that embarrassment still needs to be maintained as a tool for the American church."
Meanwhile, the emotional effects of another tragedy in Sri Lanka could be devastating. IN Network's Rody Rodehaver says recent severe flooding has added to existing trauma.
"They've had really now the big three. The war, which just ended in the area where the flooding is most predominant. And then the tsunami was a major factor here. And now the flood."
Before the floods, people seemed to be bouncing back, but now hopelessness looms.
"There is a big concern on the part of our people and our leadership that this will be the kind of thing that creates an emotional tailspin, the kind of thing that creates a group of people who just give up."
IN Network is responding with the hope of the gospel and ongoing aid through local churches.
"This is an opportunity for the Church of Jesus Christ to reach out and continue to make a difference."
You're listening to Mission Network News. Western Zambia wants to secede from the rest of the country, a desire that sparked violent rioting in Mangu last week. In the midst of it stands the work of Kids Alive International. Matt Parker says,
"We actually work with about 500 children in Mangu. We have several homes. We have a couple of schools that we operate. So it's been a very tense time. Our children and staff have been safe. But again, we're monitoring the situation."
The longstanding political friction hasn't hampered their growth. In fact, Parker says,
"We've just, over the past year, began the construction of a children's village in Mongo, which will have 6 or 7 children's homes, which will have a school, community programs."
They're hoping for opportunities to share the hope and peace of Christ.
"Pray that we would be effective witnesses for Christ in that community, and that through our work and through our witness, many other people would come to know him."
And giving is one thing, but radical giving is another. Allie Eastburn began to understand that when she felt God calling her to sell her wedding ring to help build a well in Africa. A ministry called With This Ring was born from her experience.
"We teach radical giving in Jesus' name, and we use the proceeds to continue what we're doing in teaching radical giving and to dig water wells in Africa."
Here's how it works. You donate a ring, piece of jewelry, or other precious item. With This Ring holds an auction. People bid on the items, and at $10,000, Living Water International builds a well to bring clean water and the gospel. Such a major donation can be scary, but a life transformation of answering God's call is worth it.
"It is the most incredible thing I think you'll experience in generosity, because you're not giving something that's a leftover. You're giving your first fruit in something that does cost us something, so I would challenge people to do it."
The next auction starts Monday, January 24th. Visit our website to learn how to donate an item or to bid. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. WorldServe is offering the free devotional called Joy Over the Moon. Through the stories in Scripture, this book will show you what it means to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Request your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or look for the Joy Over the Moon link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.